بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. In the previous ayat, we read that when the people of the Jewish people, the clan of Banu Nadir, who broke the peace treaty many times with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned them that they have overdone it and they have broken the peace treaty so many times, so now they either leave Medina Sharif or be ready for war. They surrounded themselves and protected them in the very strong forts, etc. But finally Allah Ta'ala put fear into their hearts and they descended and agreed that they will leave Medina Sharif. Then now the wealth that they had left behind, that was called fay according to Sharia, and that was now to be distributed. So for that, in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala said it is for Allah, for His Rasul, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the yatims, the orphans, the poor people, the travelers, etc. Here in this ayat, which we will inshallah do one of, Allah explains further, it is for the Muhajirin, and for them, for the Ansar, and those who follow them were in their footsteps and with great love for them. The Muhajirin, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif and gave up everything for the pleasure of Allah and for the sake of Deen. And this is an unparalleled event in history. Also how the Ansar had helped the Muhajirin is also an unparalleled instance in the history. The Muhajirin gave up their homes, they gave up everything, they gave up their business, they gave up their families, just for the sake of Islam. We cannot imagine it. And it wasn't just giving it up for a few days, but permanently. And so much they loved Allah and His Rasul and the Deen of Allah that they were prepared to fight with their immediate family people if they did not accept Islam also. So Allah says this faith should be distributed. Allah had given it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was in charge of it and he could distribute it as he wanted to whom he wanted to, by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And also very, very interesting is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his total correct discretion, gave more to the Muhajirin, and the Ansar did not feel one bit in their hearts that why are they given more. In fact, they were happy about it. This we cannot imagine, how the Ansar sacrificed everything of theirs for the Muhajirin. In fact, when they came to Medina Sharif, the Muhajirin, the Ansar said, yes, all our wealth, you take half and we half leave it with us. Those who had two wives said, you choose one of the two wives. I will divorce her and after that you can marry her. We can't imagine this to happen. It never happened before, it never happened after. These were the qualities Allah had bestowed these people with. But the Muhajirin also had so much of their self-respect and integrity that they did not accept their offer. They told them, show us the road to the marketplace and we will go and earn for ourselves. We will not take. So that also, to offer like this, somebody, you take half of my wealth. If I have two wives, you choose the one you like and leave the other one. And but they also did not take one thing. They said, we will work hard and we will work for our own living. You just show us the place. So these people who sacrifice like this for Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala says, from that booty of war, faith, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ واسطے ان مفلسوں وطن چھوڑنے والوں کے जिनको निकाले गए घरों से और अपने मालों से अल्लाह ताला से इट इज फॉर पार्ट ऑफ इट मस्ट गो टू दोज मुहाजिरीन ऑल्सो दोज पीपल हु वर टेकन आउट फ्रॉम देयर होम्स जस्ट बिकॉज दे हैड एक्सेप्टेड इस्लाम दे वर पुट इन टू डिफिकल्ट कंडीशंस एंड दे ऑल्सो हैड टू लीव मक्का मुकर्रमा एंड दे लेफ्ट देयर होम्स देयर दे लेफ्ट देयर वेल्थ देयर. Today, if we go somewhere, if we want to migrate, then we make sure we send all our things before time. We sure we have our currency, etc. for that. But these people just left everything, trusting solely on Allah Ta'ala, and a distance which we know from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, round about 450 kilometers. And in those days, there weren't these freeways and all these roads. How they traveled through the desert with their camels and with their families and whatever. And in this way, they made what a great sacrifice. And it is on account of that sacrifice that Islam spread in the world from Medina Sharif, and today at this moment we are sitting so comfortably here in the masjid. We have got the masjid to protect us, we have got our warm clothing on, etc. But how they had traveled and their sacrifices, Allah also appreciated it, gave them this booty of war and said, give it to these people who have sacrificed like this. And all they did all this, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. ڈھونڈتے آئے اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رضا مندی. And they had nothing else in front of them but just to please Allah. And they wanted the kindness, the fadl, the graces of Allah and His pleasure. Today, we made namaz now, all of us. Each one asked how much of us our intention was the pleasure of Allah. Or we just made namaz like an automatic machine. Or did we really, we left home, it's cold, we got out of our warm blankets, that is also cold. But how many of us made that niyat for the pleasure? In front of them, they only had the pleasure of Allah and nothing else whatsoever. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. اور مدد کرنے کو اللہ کی اور اس کے رسول کی. And also to help the deen of Allah Ta'ala, which is termed to help Allah Ta'ala. To help Allah, Allah is not in need of our help at all. And neither is Allah in need of our helping His deen. If we do it, we are doing it for our own sake. Allah Ta'ala has got qudrat and power of doing everything. But He tests us, how many of us will help and support the deen of Allah Ta'ala and see to the welfare of the Muslims. And also to the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has deputed him to spread this deen, the knowledge of deen, the actual deen itself in the whole world, and to prepare for the life of the year after. So how many will support him? So the Muhajirin proved 100%, they proved themselves, they sacrificed everything for this. Allah Himself declares, and what a declaration from Allah Ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. وہ لوگ وہی ہیں سچے. It is only these people who are really so true. Never in the history of mankind were there such people before or after who sacrificed generally like this. So Allah Ta'ala said they will get to also share in this booty and they will also use it. And their living conditions were very, very poor, and Allah Ta'ala made this arrangement that they get this booty. And that also, again, as we will read in front, that how they sacrificed for one another. Each one felt, I am not deserving of it. This must go to my fellow brother. We can't dream of such things. And also these are those people that naturally we should have the love for them. Today when Allah has given us the ticket of Jannat free of charge, that is Iman, Islam. This is by the sacrifices of these great, great people. And anyone who has got any type of enmity with any of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or those who followed them, as comes in the third ayat, the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in, that person, he must check his iman very, very seriously. We should have naturally great, great love, and we should make dua for them also, which is radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. That dua also, whenever we hear a sahabi's name, make that dua. And we should have naturally the greatest honor and respect and love for each and every sahabi. And each and every of the tabi'een and tabi'een, all those who brought this deen to us. Wa akhiru da'wana.